foreigners have been net buyers of just over 13 billion rand in local bonds so far this year. That buying interest almost 40% greater than where it sat last year. So what's still fueling the momentum despite the threats that loom large over the country's credit rate standing and growth prospects? And is it sustainable? Michelle Wahlberg from RMB joins me now. Thanks so much, Michelle, for your time this evening. So last week we had foreign investors emerge as net buyers of almost 1.8 billion rand in local bonds, and that despite a very tumultuous time in South Africa right now. Yields on benchmark 2030 government bonds this week, though, rising 4 basis points, sitting at 8.9%. So to what extent are we seeing a reversal of sentiment, or is it just too early to call?
I think it's a little bit early to call your reversal in sentiment. You know, we've got foreigners looking at South Africa, and yes, they know that we have the whole Moody's situation where we might be downgraded at any moment. And on the other hand, we've got Eskom woes and fiscal issues putting pressure on SAGBs. But foreigners are looking at South Africa at the moment and saying this opportunity, although it seems very risky, is just too good an opportunity to pass. If you have a look at our yields in comparison to the rest of the world or the rest of the EM universe, South Africa's yields are looking very attractive. And I think there's a bit of a situation where foreigners are looking at South Africa and saying, yes, I know the risks, but if I don't get involved now, I might just miss the rally. So I think foreigners are positioning themselves ahead of the budget in the hopes that the budget turns out to be quite a positive budget and that it does rally going forward.
How much hope are you holding out as far as budget is concerned? I mean, how much time do you see Treasury being able to buy at next week's budget, where a statement that outlines credible steps towards fiscal and general economic reform is actually what's needed right now?
So I think as any South African listening to this today would want to have exactly the same sentiments that I have. I mean, I think we're obviously all hoping for a very positive budget. Hoping that Treasury can show the fiscal reforms that is necessary, you know, cutting the correct expenditure, making sure that we have the right revenue measures in place, you know, whether that means increasing that or, you know, cutting back on expenditures. We need to get that balance right. So I think we're all hoping for a very positive budget. But I think what market is looking at is using medium-term budget speech as its proxy. So if the numbers look better than the medium-term budget speech, we'll probably see a bit of a relief rally, because I think a lot of people are positioning for slightly worse figures. And if we see better than medium-term budget speech prints, then we could see a rally in SAGBs. If it's worse, then hold on to your hats. It could be quite a bumpy ride.
Exactly, and a bumpier ride if a ratings agency like Moody's isn't convinced. We had Moody's yesterday having lowered its forecast for economic growth. Have you interpreted that as a precursor to a downgrade into junk in its March review?
No, not necessarily. I think Moody's, the forecast of growth was very ambitious at 1%. I think that with them bringing the growth forecast lower, I think that's bringing it in line to where consensus is, more or less. I think, you know, you have to look at what's happening with the coronavirus and what effect that will have on global GDP. I mean, companies in China have shut down, and you've had Apple issue a statement today saying that they won't make their sales targets for this quarter because of what's happening in China. So that's going to filter down. You know, it's going to impact our exports. It's going to impact the, you know, imports that we can bring into South Africa. So there's a ball rolling. So I think Moody's has just had a look at the overall global situation and said, you know, our estimates at 1% is too ambitious. Let's just pare it back a little bit to make it in line with the rest of the consensus.
Yeah, you highlighted that, you know, South Africa's relatively high real interest rates are bolstering interest in South African in the South African fixed income space, the rand as well. But it's also working to constrain economic growth that we need to start seeing ramp higher. What kind of dot plot have you pegged out as far as interest rates are concerned locally, Michelle?
So I think that depends on what's happening with inflation first and foremost. You know, I think we've got inflation print tomorrow. If that, you know, expectations for that to print at 4.6%. But as we've seen over the last couple of months, actual inflation prints have printed lower than inflation expectations because of things like rent and food inflation undershooting expectations. So I think if inflation prints lower than expected, we could possibly see more room for cuts. If Moody's gives us a break in March and only downgrades us in November when we expect that they will be doing an actual downgrade, then, you know, the SARB does have more room to start cutting interest rates because South Africa is not growing anything. We're not growing. And with growth as low as it is, your FX pass-through is very low. So even if the Rand does blow out on any wobble based on possible downgrade fears or if the budget does badly, because we have no growth, that's not feeding through to inflation. And if we keep inflation low, you can definitely justify more cuts in the near term.
Let's leave it there, Michelle. Thanks so much for having joined us this afternoon. That, of course, Michelle Wahlberg from RMB.